The Red Sox going for their 8th win in 10 games, taking on the Rays. Rick Porcello in search of his 10th victory of the season. He'd get some run support in the second. Mookie Betts facing Alex Cobb.
2-2 pitch. Here's a swing and a drive. Down the left field line. It's going to stay fair, and it's going to give Boston a 1-0 lead. Cobb tried to come in on Mookie Betts. Didn't get in far enough, and Betts hits home run number 22. It's 1-0 Red Sox here in the second.
Two balls, two strikes. Here he comes, struck him out swinging.
For the runner at third, the pitch on its way. Swinging a grounder and into left field for a base hit. Cobb is hot. Scoring on the play is Benintendi on the RBI single by Mookie Betts. And the Red Sox score a run with an assist from the home plate umpire. So two outs and a couple of men aboard. Here's a swing and a line drive into left field. That's a base hit for Rafael Devers. Malik Smith then watches it skip on by and go to the wall. Scoring on the play is Betts. Moreland gets to third base. He'll stop there. Devers in the second base. And it's 3-0 Boston.
2-2 the count. And the pitch lined to right and caught by a diving second baseman, Brock Holt, to his left. That looked like a hit off the bat. But Brock Holt diving as far as he could, headlong to his left to take a hit away. And Porcello gliding through seven to the eighth now. 3-0 Boston on the Rays Radio Network.
The Rays come up short against Boston. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
As far as pitching, I thought Alex threw the ball well. He actually got going there in the middle innings after, I thought, his first two. The pitch count got up, obviously, but kind of settled back in like he always does. And then the six rolled around and, you know, a couple uncharacteristic things. The balk, okay. And then Benintendi getting the third, and then the pitch to Mookie Betts that I think a lot of people felt was a pitch that we should have gotten. I just thought it was time to get him out of the ball game at that point. But still, pitch threw the ball really, really well. The ball three pitch. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I haven't gone back and looked at it, but I could tell probably from the reaction of the guys coming up that it was a big pitch. We needed the pitch. And it's unfortunate. I mean, it's tough to say one pitch decides outcomes of games, but they can really swing the momentum one way or the other, and ultimately that one did.
The series concludes on Sunday with Jake Odorizzi on the hill.